Mission Village, Los Angeles. For the next half hour, Mission Village presents the one-act drama of Money Mad Men and the Fiesta Dance of Peace. The cast in tonight's drama includes Captain Fonsalvo, Hungarian War Ace, Joseph Swigart, noted stage and screen star, Miss Dorothy Hutchings, lyric soprano of Paris and New York, Julius K. Johnson, distinguished musical director, Bill Sharples of radio fame, Miss Marjorie Bainbridge of radio and screen, Rosita Butler, rising child star, and Jose Arias and his singing troubadours. Among our guests are officials of the Superior Court, District Attorney's Office, Chamber of Commerce, Automobile Club, the Peace Movement President, and three noted artists. We now take pleasure in presenting the originator of Death Valley Days, Lone Indian, and Santa Fe Trail broadcasts, and the Old Trapper stories. Your producer and master of ceremonies, Robert E. Callahan. On with the show!
Never in American history has a desire for peace, my friends, been on the human mind as now. This very night, in China, Japan, Spain, and Italy, strong men are weeping and wailing over the loss of wife or child. Funeral bells are tolling over the result of bombing, machine gun, and poison gas. Women are on their knees, crying in pitiful plea and prayer to stop the taking of human life. The scene of tonight's story, a Wall Street broker's office, New York, 1936. Howard Hill, banker, broker, political power, is watching the rise and fall of stock and bonds. Money and power, his god. Never satisfied, yet at home, his most absorbing interest is the welfare of his young adopted son. In contrast to Hill's greed for gold, his wife Jeanette, son Tom, and daughter Rosetta are working in the interest of worldwide peace. We now find them in an office where Hill has a bundle of nerves.
Hello, Dad. Oh, what's the matter? You look tired.
Oh, hello, hello. What do you want?
Well, Dad, aren't you going to greet Mother?
Well, what's the idea of coming here at this hour? Don't you see I am busy?
But you agreed to join us for lunch.
Well, it can't be done. It just can't be done. Look, $20,000. I will make another 20 grand if you will leave me alone. Baron Von Argo is due here any moment. Now run along, Nancy, run along.
Baron Von Argo, you don't mean that world war, is?
Yes, my son, the Baron in person. He brought down 46 planes, and now, well, he's a businessman.
Yes, and some were Americans. You're not proud of that, are you?
Well, what difference does it make? There are many people on Earth, too many people on Earth today, anyway. The Baron is a hero, and he has brains. And that's more than I can say for my own son.
Oh, Dad, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Why are you so interested in Baron Von Argo?
I have just made 20,000 on his market tip. Now run along, Nancy, run along. Don't you see you're making your father ill? Run along.
Daddy, you're so nervous. You're trembling. Why don't you give up this gambling? You've made $1,000,000 in the past year. It's more than we can ever spend.
Oh, well, it's only a drop in the bucket. I will make 50 million before the year is over. Run along, daughter, run along, will you? Here comes the Baron now.
Oh, I don't like his looks, brother. What in the world can father see in that man?
I don't know. Well, let's go.
Twenty. 25, 20, 22, 24. Oh, boy, oh, boy. She's going up. She's going up.
Good morning, my dear friend Hill. You look grand, very grand.
Yes, Baron. I have just made 20,000 on that ammunition tip.
Good, very good. I'm so glad. Are we alone?
Quite alone. I shooed the family out as you came down the hallway.
Well, let's get down to business at once. My plans are complete. 1 million in war material to Italy. We make $7 million overnight. I take 2. You get 5. Read this.
And remember, it's $5 million. $5 million to you, Baron.
Well, it sounds good.
We must leave tomorrow. You were raised for the money?
Yes, my brokers have attended to that. But to clear my skirts, the family must not go along.
No, impossible. Impossible. We don't want any sob sisters along.
But they know nothing. They know nothing. Do you understand, Baron?
And remember, it's $5 million. $5 million to you, Baron.
But war material and peace do not click.
We will make them think that I am on a business mission and peace.
Well, American women are so easy. Perhaps it will work.
Are you sure? Quite sure? There are no loopholes in your contract with...
No, names, please. We must speak in whispers. Diplomacy is very important. Very important. You must even watch the movement of your own eyebrows on the deal.
All right, Baron. We will sail tomorrow. But you'd better run along now. The family will return at any moment.
Remember, $7 million is ready when we arrive.
$5 million to you. $5 million. Adios, senor.
Oh, hello, Dad. Oh, we had a lovely lunch, but we missed you.
But now, daughter, you can rejoice with me. Tomorrow we all leave for a tour of Europe. And our guest will be Baron von Argo.
You mean that war, eh? The killer?
Wait, daughter, wait. Don't be so hasty. The Baron has sold your father on the idea of peace. A part of my fortune shall aid the Baron's plans. And it's a great plan.
Oh, Daddy, I can't believe it. It makes me so happy. Well, it's like a voice from heaven.
The following day, Howard Hill, his wife, son, and daughter were on an ocean liner bound for Europe. 3 doors from their expensive cabin, Baron von Argo was going over his secret plan. At mealtime, he stressed the horrors of war. He spoke of his own regrets and keen desire for worldwide peace. A few days later, however, we find Howard Hill and his family in a Spanish castle. And while the castle garden was alive with the spirit of romantic old Spain, midnight finds the Baron in a different mood to his pleasing manner in Wall Street, New York.
Sign these papers, Hill, or you and your family will be beheaded like they do in China.
But this contract is not the agreement we made in New York.
Don't make me laugh like an American fool. All you Americans think is money. Money, money, money. Well, Baron, the Baron likes money too. Come on, sign that paper.
But to sign that document would make a total loss of my European bond.
Yeah, it means your life if you don't sign it.